Yeah, very disappointed the way we finished out the match, and you know, with a goal came at a crucial stage for Tyrone, and you know, we didn't react well to it, and you know, the substitution that came in for Tyrone made a difference. You know, it's disappointing way to exit it. As you said, the second and third quarters, we were playing well, we were in control, and as I said, Tyrone stayed in the match, and the goal was a huge turning point for us.
And how did you lose that control? Because you did look pretty reasonably, it was only 4 points, but it looked comfortable at the same time.
I did, yeah. I did, we got too many ball turned over in that final and second half, especially. I think 8 or 9 balls turned over, and that's, you know, you don't count that against a quality side like Tyrone, who had you in a counter attack. That's exactly what they did.
How do you sum up the season that ends in that match?
We set out our goals early on in terms of winning an Ulster title, getting the Super 8s, and you know, there's a lot of new lads coming in there, but at the same time, very, very disappointed the way we've exited the Championship in McQueen Park, Balbuffet. But in terms of the effort and commitment these guys put in over the last 9-10 months, has been top class. But listen, a lot of learning. I'm a huge learning curve today for a lot of lads. And as I say, let's hope they can come back stronger again.
How dangerous do you reckon Tyrone will be now in the rest of the Championship? Because they're seriously impressive. They got 2-7 in the last 20 minutes or something like that, 2-11 in the second half.
Yeah, I don't think the scoreline is a fair reflection on actually 70 minutes or 75 minutes of football. But at the end of the day, that is what it is. Tyrone are a good side, there's no doubt about that there. They've been up there for the last 10, 15 years. Mickey knows what it's all about too. So yeah, it sets up them nicely for a real match next Sunday against Tyrone.
Their bench seemed to make a fierce difference.
Yeah,
they scored something like 2-5, is it?
I think they were 2-4. I think Loughlin with two goals coming in, and Lee Brennan got a couple of scores started second half. So this is just, but from my point of view, it was disappointing. But as I say, this one's going
to
move on.
Declan, do you think, more in hindsight, there was more in you to push on in the last quarter? Maybe when you had that 4-point lead, had you grabbed?
Yeah, listen. We were playing. You know, I thought we were in control of the game. There was 4 points in, and we were trying to push on. But it's just we give ball away. We got sloppy at times, and we gave away a lot of ball. And that final third, and when you're turned over against your own, they're going to attack you, and that's where the first goal came from. And yeah, that's a disappointment. That's a disappointing factor about it. You know?
Well, overall, I was asking you about that, but there's a lot to take from the season that, you know, after a relegation that you win a Ulster title.
It went right down the wire in today's game, and you know, a real championship atmosphere, and as I say, it was a local derby. We're very disappointed dressing room in there, a lot of disappointed players, but a lot of young players in there, and I'm sure they'll learn from that experience. So I say we'll sit back, we'll have to analyse the season, but yeah, from our point of view, it's been a very positive season, to be quite honest, but it's just a disappointing way to exit the Championship, you know.
Would you say that it met your expectation overall? Or?
I suppose when you set your target, you set your goals, and you know. But at the same time, we knew coming into this game was one of them, and there was no fear going into this game. We felt that if we did play to the level that we knew we were capable of doing, and avoid those errors and mistakes in terms of getting the ball turned over against Tyrone, then you had a big chance. And you know, ultimately, that's what led us down.
A couple of chances at the start of the second half, maybe, which could have maybe a 5 or 7 point lead.
We had chances, and again, as I say, it's just so quick after the match, we'll sit down as a management team and analyse that match and analyse the whole season. But huge disappointment in there, to be quite honest, and from everyone involved. But also, you know, as I said, it's been a very positive season. We've got to build on that there, and we've got to learn from those, that type of game, that type of atmosphere there today.
Did you watch Monaghan last night?
I did indeed, yeah.
What did you reckon?
Yeah, I have to say Monaghan have been very, very impressive all year. We watched some of them that day against Tyrone and Nomad, very, very impressive. We played them a couple of times, and they're a very impressive side, but it sets up a real cracking match next. We were hoping to be there, but you know, we're not going to be, but it's going to be a real, real humdinger of an Ulster affair.
If you had a fiver,
who would
you
stick it on? Chase will be very, very good. I think it'll go down right down to the wire. Monaghan's a very seasoned side, they're a very experienced side. You know, probably Monaghan and Tyrone are much further down the line than where we are. And as I say, from our point of view, we're just going to concern about ourselves and see where we can make further progress going into 2019.
You need to find a couple more players, defenders maybe, because they have a lot of silky wee forwards coming on.
listen the way the game's gone. You know, it's you know, you're always looking for players, and, you know, but yeah, we'll be thrilled. We'll be looking around to see what's available, but we feel we have the best squad available to us. And as I say, a lot of these are young lads coming through, and hopefully they learn from that there. And let's see, hopefully we can move on together.